This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I think it's just being relevant, staying, keeping your ear to the ground of culture, music, and people, fans, and loving what you do. We love it. We'd be bored if we kept serving the same manna. You know, we want manna from heaven, fresh every day, every record.
I think it's a lot of hard work too. I mean, we've probably toured more than any band probably in the world, Christian, mainstream, whatever you want to call it. So it's a lot of work, a lot of, you know, shaking hands, a lot of doing the things that other bands don't want to do. Yeah. So we're old grizzled vets now. You know, we got it down.
Hey, you're still relevant completely.
Yeah.
But I notice with the songs that you write, both as Newsboys and also New Newsboys, that there is such a strong worship component to that. There's obviously quite a lot of responsibility that you hold in the music that you're writing, you know, shaping people's Christian walk. How do you deal with that responsibility? How do you view that aspect of the responsibility?
I mean, obviously, it's really who we are. Who you are comes out in what you do. God's at the center of our hearts, and so when we make music and write songs, that's what comes out, because it's in our, once again, it's written on the tablets of our hearts. And we take it very seriously. I often say sometimes the only way to a kid's heart is through their headphones. So, that being said, we don't feel the pressure of the pen so much, because we are the Newsboys. We feel like it's our civil spiritual duty to carry this out, because it's what goes in comes out.
Do you find that music has shaped your relationship with God, both music that you've listened to and also the music that you write?
Yeah, somewhat. I think music is a great tool in people's lives, and I think I've realized that more over the last few years, even having kids and things. Like, we'd always have a lot of families would come up to us with kids, and parents of kids would be like, oh, thank you so much for doing what you do. And I never really understood why. I'm like, we're just another band, whatever. There's bands everywhere making great music, you know. And then, you know, when I had a kid, other parents would come up to me and say that, I would really realize that, you know, I know exactly what they mean, you know. Growing up in this culture and the society and all the things that are going against you, there's just, I think there's a great place for Christian music, especially today. Not that, I mean, we're not like, oh, mainstream music, blah, blah, blah. There's great music in that too, but I think our culture and our world, there's such, such a small amount of hope. You know, I think kids grow up in this culture and they're told that they're just this animal on the planet that's got a, and the environment's going downhill and governments are corrupt and blah, you're here, but have a great life. And then we wonder what's wrong with them when there's a mass murder, or when they wear goth clothes, or when they cut themselves. Well, you know what? We've given them nothing. And I think Christian music is one of those things that can instill hope into a person, even if it's a small amount. It's amazing what God can do. And I think both Michael and I would say that as kids, music did help shape us and was a great influence in our lives. And we grew up in a heritage with, you know, my mom was a musician, and so I watched her, and here we are today. So it does make a difference. And I think for us, you know, we're kind of humbled by it, because we don't claim to have any supernatural powers, but somehow God uses it, you know, and he uses that heart and that thing. And so it is pretty incredible how it works, because we're very infallible people. We're not perfect, but somehow God figures out a way to use it. And he's done that. He's good at doing that. I mean, I think if you look at the disciples and how he used some of those guys, they were pretty messed up, but somehow he found a way. So
just as we finish up, Michael, I couldn't be sitting across from you and not ask, do you ever look back on the pictures of DC Talk and go, what was with my haircut? I loved it. You were always one of my favorites, I have to say.
I would say, I mean, definitely, you know, I went through different styles and changes. People evolve, and I did. Only I evolved on record covers and CD covers and magazine covers, where yours are hidden away in the garage, young lady.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.